Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. Heavily laden with what? Jesus told the religious leaders, in this particular case, the lawyers, the experts in the law of Moses, he said, you laden men with burdens. This is religious ceremony, doctrine, and traditions, commandments. You laden men down with heavy burdens, grievous to be borne, and you won't help them carry one little finger's worth. That's what Jesus said. Yes, I've seen it too. It's awful. You spend all night telling examples of it, Wendell. All night. Just from the folks right in here. Whose love for God was turned against them. That's the cunning of Satan. He uses the love that's in people's heart for God against them. How does he do it? He does it by somehow, by slander, getting it into their hearts that if they love God, they will do this and they will do that. The same way he tried to get it into Jesus' heart in the temptation. If you are the Son of God, you will do so and so. He didn't believe that. He was wise enough not to fall for that trap. But most of God's people are not wise enough to avoid it. If you love God, you'll join the church of your choice. If you love God, you'll get involved with these church activities. You'll cook. You'll sew. You'll come. You'll volunteer. You'll drive a bus. You'll become part of our merchandise if you really love God. You'll let us use you for our Father who is not in heaven. Unhallowed be His name. And that's why the truth makes you free. And Jesus said, if you who believe, talking to His followers, if you continue in My Word, you'll know the truth. If you continue in My Word, you're My real disciples. And you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Some of them that day were not His real disciples. Because their response to that is, what are you talking about? We've never been in bondage to anybody. And before that conversation was over, they were calling him Beelzebub, and he was calling them sons of Satan. And he was only talking, it says, to the Jews who believed in him. It's in John 8. So you believe? You know what James said about you believing? He said, whoop-tee-doo. The demons also believe, and they tremble. What are you doing? That's what James wants to know. What are you doing? He said, will faith save you? Not without deeds. Faith without works is dead. So you believe there's one God. Well, shall we all stand up and applaud? Satan knows it. That's why they tremble. What are you doing? Are you sanctifying the Lord in your heart? Is He sacred to you? Is He precious to you? You stand by and watch Him dishonored and feel nothing and say nothing and do nothing?